In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Joel Haggard, Hong Kong-based senior vice president for the Asia-Pacific, reports on that city's renewed efforts to contain COVID-19 and the impact on its food industry.
As one of the first areas outside of China to start to lock down in response to the coronavirus outbreak, the Hong Kong economy has now endured a half year of COVID-19 fear and uncertainty. Hong Kong's endured many pandemics before. It was one of the hardest hit during the 2003 SARS outbreak, and it's been on the front lines of various avian influenza outbreaks. Its pandemic response system is considered world-class, and the city has been one of the few not to have had to completely shut down its society with shelter-in-place rules. Hong Kong managed through the first wave of infection shortly after the Lunar New Year in late January, and then experienced a second wave in the middle of spring when infected inbound travelers, mainly from Europe, were not being properly quarantined. But now Hong Kong probably faces its toughest challenge as new cases with unexplained origins reach the level that could soon see the city's health system get overwhelmed. Keep in mind, Hong Kong is completely dependent on food imports, and supply chains have held up remarkably well. But the virus has transformed food and meat consumption behavior. Retail, and especially online sales, have flourished, while restaurants, though mostly remaining open through this entire six-month period, are struggling for business as they face both wary customers and mandated social distancing rules. About 10 days ago, as the new clusters expanded, the Hong Kong government ordered the city's 12,000 licensed restaurants to cease all service except takeaway after 6 p.m. But the Hong Kong government's hoping that by allowing outlets to stay open that they can somehow survive on lunch and takeaway dinner service while it attempts to bring these new outbreaks under control. And all this comes on top of the damage late last year that the industry suffered during the pro-democracy protests. So operators here have to be some of the most challenged on the planet.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.